counterattacks against Russia. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Ukraine is regaining some territory from Russian forces as fierce fighting rages in several areas of the country.
Northeast of the capital city of Kiev, there's new shelling in the town of Chernihiv. That is a town where an American, James Hill, was killed. And that is a town that is now isolated because the main bridge in and out of town was blown out. So it's a very serious combat there. Also in the east of the country, a town called Trostinets. Ukrainian forces with a counterstrike claim they have retaken that town, and that will open Ukrainian forces up to some new supply routes in the eastern portion of the country.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv, where multiple missiles fell yesterday. That city is not far from Poland, where President Biden delivered a forceful speech against Russia's invasion and the country's leader.
A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase a people's love for liberty. Brutality will never grind down their will to be free.
At the end of the address from Warsaw, the president said this man cannot remain in power. That may have sounded like a call for regime change, but the White House was quick to clarify.
As you know, and as you've heard us say repeatedly, we do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
That was Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who is now in the Middle East, reassuring Israel and Arab states that the U.S. is committed to preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. He believes the best way to do that is for the U.S. to rejoin the landmark nuclear agreement, something Israel is staunchly opposed to. Blinken also vowed to cooperate with Israel to counter Iran's aggressive behavior. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A boating trip through Grand Canyon National Park has ended in tragedy. A 68-year-old woman died after falling into whitewater rapids on the Colorado River. The accident may have been caused by debris from recent flash floods that was in the water. Bipartisan calls for more lethal aid to Ukraine.
We need to make sure that the people of Ukraine, in conjunction with our allies and other partners around the world, have the tools that they need to fight this war.
House Democrat Debbie Dingell.
Give him the MiG-29s, the TB2 drones, and the S-300 surface-to-air missiles, not our technology and not our people. And that would at least mitigate the air bombardment that the Ukrainians are dealing with, which are creating these catastrophes of children's pediatric cancer hospitals getting bombed.
House Republican Brian Fitzpatrick. Yesterday, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky again asked for more military assistance. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is expected to be featured prominently during tonight's Academy Awards show, and it's possible that President Zelensky might make a video appearance. The show, which honors Hollywood's best, will be back in pre-pandemic form.
Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes, and Amy Schumer host the 94th Annual Academy Awards. The show will air live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
I wonder what little lady made these.
I did, sir.
Netflix's Power of the Dog has earned the most nominations with 12, including Best Picture and Best Director for Jane Campion. The sci-fi epic Dune has 10 nominations, followed by Kenneth Branagh's Belfast and Disney's West Side Story with 7. King Richard has 6 nominations, including a Best Actor nod for Will Smith. Serena and Venus Williams, Josh Brolin, and Bill Murray are among the presenters. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.